Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Samantha.
Lisa.
How you doing today?
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Why?
I had inventory this week.
Yeah, so you had to do like an all-nighter.
I was a cranky pants.
Were you cranky for all of it?
Yeah.
Really? The days of working together, Samantha, somebody once asked me, would you go back and do it again?
No.
No. Right? No. As much as I enjoyed them, I know you, cranky. And I remember you, cranky.
Yeah.
Right? So it's one thing to be your friend and you be cranky.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It's a whole completely different set of challenges when you're a coworker and you're cranky.
Yes. And you know what? I will agree with you.
Yeah. No, hey. I completely know that. I know that 100%.
I'm cranky pants.
Friends of the podcast, I cannot tell a lie.
No, she cannot.
She can be cranky. Just saying.
I know.
You put it out there.
I know.
Yeah, you look a little worse for wear, actually.
Oh, stop
now
it.
Now that I'm looking at you.
Ugh.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, at least I had a good weekend, though.
Did you have a great weekend?
Well, because my sister came down.
Yeah, your people were in town.
My people were in town for the cruise weekend.
Wow.
Here in Saskatoon.
Because you guys are all about, we're all about the cars, but the cars,
but the cars.
Yeah.
But you got to see my sister.
And I haven't seen her in a couple of years.
Yeah, and my mom.
Yeah, I see your mom every now and then.
And you saw my niece Cheyenne.
Yes. Yes, I did.
She's...
Yes, I did.
She's adorable.
Yeah, she's three.
She's three?
She's three.
And full of piss and vinegar.
Full of it. And just like, and on and on and on and on. And you know what? If I'm a mom in the 70s, you know what I'm doing? Cuffing her across the back of the head and saying, shut up already. Nobody cares.
Oh, my God. She was so much fun. I forgot how much fun three-year-olds were.
Three's fun.
Yeah, because we haven't had a three-year-old around us for a really long time.
And I agree. Three is fun.
Yeah. And she, it was funny because she would be like, she would eat her dinner and it would, that's a bit of a go.
Of course.
Kids with food.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, like half an hour later, Grandma, can I have a snack? No, you can't. Okay. And she was so good about
really?
It.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Good for her.
There was no throwing myself on the floor.
No temper tantrums.
No temper tantrums at all.
See, that's pretty impressive.
She was a good little three-year-old.
So she's a good three.
Yeah. But she was really fun, though.
But you know, she was fun when you guys came to the mall. She was fun.
Yeah.
And what did I teach her? Because I saw her before you did. And I introduced myself like an adult, got down, shook her hand, and said, I'm a really good friend of Auntie Sammy's. I said, do you want to know something? And she says, what? I said, you need to always remember. You like me more.
No.
And she's like, okay. And remember when you came? I said, what did you, Cheyenne, did you tell Auntie Sammy what you learned? I like her more.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. And I know it was just one time, but she got it on cue.
Yeah, she did.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty, and it was good to see your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got a hug from her.
We hugged it out.
You hugged it out. You touched someone, Lisa.
And it was a close hug. It was a family hug. It was a 100% family
hug. It was
hug.
A family hug.
Yeah, and then we hugged goodbye, too.
Oh, yes,
right?
We did.
Because once you hug hello, there's no way you're getting out of hugging goodbye, right? All you're doing is praying that there's no kiss on the cheek. That's all you're hoping for.
My sister doesn't do that.
If it's your mom, there's a kiss on the cheek
yes,
coming.
Yes, Sheila
absolutely.
Will do that.
But sisters don't need to.
No.
No. And I'm like that with my sisters, too, right? Yeah, we don't know. We know kissing.
It's good.
Yeah, but it was a hearty, spurling hug. I just made a spurling stock. I felt that.
Yeah, that's
I felt
funny.
That. Yeah, it was nice to hang out with you guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much my weekend is hanging out with those knuckleheads.
Wow.
So they were pretty fun. And also what I learned is that my sister and my mother take their fashion sense from me.
Oh.
Because we went shopping on
Look
Sunday.
At you. I'm a diva.
Not really. No.
No. No.
Because I wasn't even going to buy anything.
Right.
And then we go into the store in Lawson Heights Mall, and I'm like, Michelle's like, I've never been here before. And then she went to town.
Wow.
She went to town.
She's a shopper.
She's a big time shopper.
Yeah.
So then she was getting into it, and I'm like, fine, I'll look at some stuff. And I've actually found a sweatshirt, and this really cute plaid thing, and it's like a little jacket.
Yep.
And I'm trying it on. Michelle's like, oh, I really like that. Where'd you get that? And I'm like, it's plus size.
Yeah.
And you can have that.
Back off, skinny girl.
You're not plus size.
Not plus size.
Yet.
Yeah. Nice. Everybody wants to aspire.
Yeah.
That's well,
you know.
Everybody's got to have a goal.
Yeah. And then mom's like, oh, that's really cute. And I'm like, it's over there.
So
and
the three of you bought matching.
I kid you not. The Sperling women matching sweatshirts.
Wow.
I'm not sure when the picture will happen, but I'm sure at some point.
If that's not a flashback to, like, your youth, right?
My 1970s.
Wow.
Childhood.
There you go.
Where my sister and I dressed in the exact same thing.
And now you're doing it again, willingly.
Yeah. Wow. But it was funny because, like, I just bought it because it was comfortable and cute and, you know, and I thought I could get some decent wear out of it, and I didn't have anything new,
right.
You know?
It was time for some new because it's almost fall.
It's almost fall. Yeah. And all of a sudden, everybody's buying the same stuff as me, and I'm like, hi.
You know what? I know how that feels because that's like when you and I go shopping, right? Or I'm wearing, like, the latest jean or the new pants and the new shoe. Like, I know for a fact, once you see me with my comfy shoe, oh, you're going to be like, okay, what Instagram do I go to find that?
No, yeah. Because the fact that you actually got your shoe,
I know,
is amazing.
I know, right?
It came from China.
Those people made me a good pair of shoes, Samantha. Right? They made me a good pair.
Oh my god.
And they got other styles too. They have like a little pair of Oxfords. Remember you showed me a picture of them too? Thinking about it.
No.
Maybe.
Don't.
I love my Chinese shoes. Awesome. But you know what I don't love?
What?
Really?
What? What?
What don't I love?
What?
What did I have to do?
Oh my god. Okay. So the Friday night that you met, that you got to reunite with my sister.
Yeah. That was the highlight.
You got your hair.
No pun intended.
You got your hair cut and colored.
Yeah. So here's the thing, friends of the podcast. As you already know, 100 plus episodes in, I am like a stickler for change. Right? I'm going through some struggles. Right? I'm going through some tough times. Right?
Oh my god. That is like, like so little words towards that.
I know, right?
Like
I can't even do it justice.
There should be more words.
There should be more words. Yeah. So and with change comes a whole lot of angst for me. And that's not typically who I am.
And you know what?
But I'm playing it well.
Yes.
So the role of angsty Lisa is being played by Lisa. Yeah. Right? Because it's a change. So friends of the podcast, I needed to get a haircut because I'm going on some job interviews. Mm-hmm. So you want to look your best,
How's
right?
How's that going, Lisa?
You know, it's Samantha. It's going really, really, really good. I don't want to reveal all things yet, but it's going good.
How's your part-time job at Olson?
Oh my God. Tomorrow I'm by myself. Tomorrow is my first shift on alone. I got this.
Yeah. I'm on alone.
It's my first be left by yourself shift.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So hopefully I remember how to do the opening.
Oh my God.
Or else I'll be ringing all the sales in on my tech, right? And waiting till the 1 o'clock person comes in because I don't remember how to do the Olsen sale.
Oh my God.
So that's my backup just in case, but I think I got this.
Oh my God.
I've been doing really good.
That's good.
Really, really good.
I'm glad. Okay,
but now you're jumping ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. I know.
I got sidetracked.
You did, right? So I need to share with you.
Yes.
I have an issue. And you're part of it. Because I feel that you kind of let me down, Samantha.
Oh.
Yes, because my hairdresser on vacation.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which she's entitled to.
Of course.
100%.
Yes.
However, with that being said, hair still goes on.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And because I have interviews, I want to look my best. My hair can't always wait for people on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So this one time I needed to step out of my comfort zone and I needed to go and get my hair cut and colored.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because it was just time. So we talked, you and I talked, like best friends do.
Well, and I felt you should just go.
You picked a place, you said, go there. Okay.
No, I didn't say go there.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh my God, I knew somehow this would come and bite me in the ass. Big.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. That's where we're at right now. Yeah. So I went there. I'm not even going to name them. So I went there. I went there. That's where I went. And you came in with me.
Yes.
Right?
We all did.
Yes. Which was nice. And then you all left me.
Yes, we did.
Right? So I don't know anything about hair other than the fact that I own it.
But this is not our normal hairdresser. So yeah. I felt extremely uncomfortable
trying to tell
this woman how to do her job when she has been trained to do this job.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. But
so
that's unlike you. Normally you don't dare tell people that they're not doing their job.
I did my best. You had a picture.
I know. I did. And I showed her the picture 4 times.
Uh-huh.
This is what I look like. Did you need to see the picture again? This is what I look like.
That's why.
Right? Guess what?
Oh,
if I had to take the picture right now and put it beside me, guess what I don't look like?
You look like your picture.
Not completely.
Yes, you
no,
do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. But that's not the problem. The issue was the process. Okay? The lesson is in the details. Right? Listen
The
to
lesson is in the details.
listen to me, grasshopper. Listen. Okay?
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's really important.
Okay.
Here's the problem with these people who can cut hair. I get that they got the schooling.
There's a problem.
Yeah. Okay? She cut one half of my hair wet. One half, and then it threw her for a big loop. Oh, your hair's really unpredictable.
Oh my God.
What? It's just hair.
It's just hair.
I feel I need to dry it to cut the rest of it.
Oh my
So
God.
Already, me not even knowing hair, I already know nothing good's coming from this process. I already, common sense is already telling me, Lisa, nothing good's coming from this process. Bad enough that I've already had the hair dye on, and it's looking very black, and I've got dye on my head, so I'm like, I'll just wipe up
your
the dye.
Your hair doesn't look black.
Not today it doesn't, but it did that day. Right? So then what do I do? So I take the Kleenex, I wipe off the color on my forehead, and I sent you a picture of it.
Yes.
Saying, I think the color is black. Uh-huh. I'm a little concerned.
Uh-huh.
And what did you do back? That's right. Nothing. You didn't reply back saying, maybe tell her you only want it on for this long. You didn't reply back saying,
I don't know. I'm not a hairdresser.
And you're not there. And you're not there. You're at Le Chateau shopping.
Well, Michelle needed a dress.
Yes, and I didn't want to, and I understood that. So I was okay with that. But I was surprised that there was no two-way conversation via the text. It was pretty much like, all right, we'll talk to you later. Fuck you. Have fun. We'll come back to pick you up. When you need a ride, call.
Stop it!
That's pretty much what it was.
Oh, my God.
Sam, when she took the dye off my hair, she put her thumbs in my ears. You know what? It's thumbs. You don't bring out your thumbs. Thumbs need to stay put.
So what was she doing in your ears?
Weird things. Everything. The way that she was rubbing my head was uncomfortable. It didn't seem normal. It didn't seem like my hairdresser. It didn't seem like we had this relationship. And in my opinion, if my regular hairdresser that's been doing my hair for that long isn't performing that, then you know what? It's not warranted.
Okay.
Or necessary.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then did you see what she did? Then when she said, how do you style your hair? And I took the picture out again. Then she took the brush and brushed it all forward.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How was that look?
It was different.
And you were like, did you want to go and see your friends before? I want to see nothing. I didn't want to talk anymore.
No, I didn't just say, I did not suggest you go see your friends.
It felt like you were going to.
No, I did not.
It felt like you were going
really?
To.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you tried to, if you could have seen the look on your face, your mom's, and Michelle's, when you guys saw me, you weren't hiding anything well. It was horrible. You were like, and your mom was like, and Michelle was like, I like the color. Like there was a question mark at the end of it. Right? Right?
We did not.
Yes, you did not react very nicely at all. You did not. And what did I do? I tried not to cry. Right? And you're like,
I'm sorry, I'm
nice,
trying.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm not laughing at
no,
you.
No, and I don't, and I wouldn't think for 1 second that you are right now. Absolutely not,
oh
Samantha.
My God.
All right, anyways.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Well, don't take my advice then.
It sucked.
Okay.
It sucked. Your advice sucked. And then as you walked away, you're like, I have confidence in her. Based on what? Is it based on her camouflage cargo pants
and
her man flip flop, her shaved head and blue perm on the top? What part of this is giving you the confidence? Because boy, I tell you, we are on different pages right now.
Well, you still needed your hair done.
Yeah, right. Yes, I certainly did. I certainly did. And you know what? And I needed to take the $150 and burn it.
Oh my God.
That's what I did. I burnt $150.
I was a little surprised at that.
Yeah, me too. And then because she's standing right there when you go to pay,
you've
got to tip her because
oh,
she's right there
God.
And she's ready to call you on it.
You basically tipped her. You tipped bad behavior.
I rewarded bad behavior.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it didn't even take an hour. Right?
No.
No, it was really quick.
It was super quick.
Super quick. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So that was, yeah. So there, that was part two of your sister coming to town.
All right.
Uh-huh.
That was exciting. Sorry, Lisa.
That's fine, Samantha.
Oh, you're going to get me back.
That's
fine.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, there will be something.
I feel pretty confident
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we roll. Yeah.
That's how we roll?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm about to
Because guess what? I'm about to get you back.
No.
No, yes.
No.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Ugh.
Yeah, because I tagged you in it.
Ugh.
I tagged you in it.
We had that stupid bet again.
I made the picture and I was like, ha ha
and
ha.
You keep telling me how horrible the Blue Jays are.
They're beyond horrible.
But you're going to make me sing that damn song.
John's going to make you sing it. Not me. I already know we're singing it. John's going to make you
because
sing it.
Because you put it as part of the bet again.
I absolutely did. And then I said today on their Hate to Wait podcast, because Adam from The Odd Dad Out made a comment and he said, oh no, I don't want to hear John sing again. And I said, no, we'll add something different to the bet too. John doesn't even know what we're going to add. I'm going to think about it. We're adding something different. I don't know what yet.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, we're not winning this bet.
Can we not add something gross?
I don't know. I have to think about that.
Remember, you're doing it too.
Yeah, that's fine. Remember, I went and got my haircut in a mall. Yeah. Okay? Okay. So I'm just saying. So yes, we have a bet with John from the Brand X podcast. It's part two. We won the first bet.
Yes.
And he came on the podcast and he sang the Blue Jays fight song.
Yes.
So now,
all the way through, I believe.
So now, if we lose, we have to sing his. This is something about pie. So I don't know if it's like, bye bye, Miss American Pie, go Phillies. The Phillies hit another, and the Jays just fell and died. And good old friends were wishing the Jays had survived.
No, I don't think so.
But this was the day that they died. It's something like that.
Or, I think it's High Hopes, Lisa.
Oh, but then Apple Pie in the Sky.
Hi.
Start practicing.
Right? I don't want to sing this song. It's a bad song.
It's a really bad song.
It's a really bad song.
As bad as the Jay song is, that song's worse. Right? But download it. Go to Spotify. Get it on your phone.
No.
Start learning.
I'm not doing it.
That's what we're talking about.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I need to bring up something.
Okay.
The HHG.
Yeah.
Texted me. A picture of Twinkies.
Because she got your number now.
Mm-hmm.
I know. The Twinkies. She found Twinkies.
So,
right?
She apparently rewarded you for your ability to go to
a job interview.
I know. With Twinkies. Yeah.
Because last week we talked about it.
Yes.
And I said, where do you even get Twinkies? Of course, Hyper Hype Girl knows where you get Twinkies. So she bought me a box of Twinkies. I love them. They taste as good as I remember.
Do I get one?
Okay, so here's the thing, friends of the podcast.
You ate the whole goddamn box, didn't you?
I didn't eat it all in one day.
Yes, you did, no, you stupid fat girl.
I love a cake, okay? And they're just little, it's like, bite, bite, like that, hey? I brought you one to work today. I brought two. There were two left out of the box, and mm-hmm. I brought them. And one was for me, because Hyper Hype Girl sent a message saying, don't forget to share them with Sam. Absolutely. So there were two. I saved one for you and one for me. And mm-hmm. I envisioned us eating them probably now while we did the podcast or right before.
It's unfortunate that we're not.
No, because I ate it for breakfast.
Yes.
And then I had mine for snack. So I ate them both. So there's none for you. But if you want, we can get some more.
No.
They're so good.
No, because Twinkies, God knows what's in them. They last forever. They could probably last through an apocalypse.
They're like the cockroach of food, I think.
Yeah.
Right? They just, they
really?
Never
you
die.
You needed to bring that up.
Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Really? You know what?
Oh, that wasn't very
I'm
nice.
I'm done. I'm done, folks. Podcast is over.
Sorry. Samantha, how's the apartment hunting going?
The apartment hunting is fantastic.
Sorry.
And apparently,
that really was not meant.
No. You know, but apparently you and my mother have been speaking.
Have we?
Yes.
Yes.
Because she too said the same thing. You need to lower your standards.
Yeah, your standards are too high.
And as I looked at my mother and I said, at least I have standards.
Well, and that's fair enough, right? Fair enough. That's boom, Sheila, take that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Sheila.
Sorry about the cockroach comment. It was not meant.
Don't tell people.
I'm not telling anybody.
You just told everybody.
Not in your place.
No.
No. I know. You're clean. I've been in your home. You're clean.
I am.
Yeah. You are.
Okay.
It's funny. Now the tables have turned. It's now like you're trying to justify it, right? I don't keep garbage sitting around.
Shut up.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Shut up.
Let's go back to the Twinkies. They were good.
Mm-hmm.
They were really, really good.
Okay. But apparently the HHG has a new phrase.
Yeah, the HHG wasn't having a good day today.
Uh-oh.
Hyper Hype Girl, she came in. She sent me a message. Not going to the morning meeting. I start at 9:30 today. I'm like, no problem. I'm not going to go do it either then, right?
My
Then
gosh.
she came in. So here's how her morning started. So whatever her process is in the morning, that I don't know. But then she came in. We always have coffee and I like to have a croissant, right? Usually she comes to work. We chat for a few minutes. Then I would like to say one of us decides to go get it, but it's not me, right? I offer and then she, but I always will pay for the trip.
I love that you phrase it that way.
Yeah. Well, I have
because
to be
it's
honest.
Not really a choice. Because you're never going to go.
No, not really.
No.
But I'll pay.
Did you pay or did she pay?
Well, it was different today because she came with, because she came late.
Okay.
Or 9:30, right?
Okay.
So, but what was funny is when she came in, she says to me, here, and she gives me my steeped tea. And I'm like, wow, look at it being all about me. And I said, that's nice. And I said to her, did you not get yourself something? Seems odd, right? That you just got me a tea, but thank you. She's like, no, I did. She's like, but when I came in, the doors weren't unlocked yet. And there was a homeless person out there, a homeless lady. And the lady said, I guess Michelle said hi to her because she's friendly that way, right? Mm-hmm. And the lady said, hi. And Michelle said, like, how are you? Because that's Michelle. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, Hyper Hype Girl. Not supposed to use her name. Oops.
Oh. Whatever.
We take it back.
Mm-hmm.
We're not calling it that. And then the hyper hype girl said, oh, you know, how are you? And the girl said, fine, but hungry. So because the hyper hype girl has a heart of gold, she gave her my croissant. Then, the funny part though, then the homeless girl said, and thirsty. So then she gave her her coffee.
So she walked in with your tea.
With my tea. Right. And then she went and she bought herself a coffee, bought me another croissant. And then we got talking. And then she decided to let me know that she has a new phrase because she was having a bad day. And I said, OK, what's the phrase? DFC. What do you think that means?
I have no idea.
Don't fucking care.
No.
Don't fucking care. DFC.
Look at you swearing.
Everything today was DFC.
Really?
Right? So if you were a customer today, as much as we love the customers, underneath our breath, DFC.
Really?
Yeah. Don't fucking care. Try it. You try it. You go to work tomorrow and you go with that phrase in your mind. And I think you'll be amazed at how much you appreciate that phrase. Because that's how we are in retail, right? To your face. Hi. So nice. And then we turn around. Don't fucking care.
Don't fucking care.
Right? You know, how was your day? Oh, that's so great. Turn around. Don't fucking care. Right? Because do we? We don't.
No.
We don't. Nobody does. Right?
No.
So that was kind of, that's the new phrase. But. She put that phrase into good practice today.
Why?
Because I guess she bullied me. She's a bully.
She's not a
she
bully.
She was a bully. She said, this is what she said today. Oh, I'm hungry. And when she says she's hungry because she never eats, that's like, I'm like so excited because I'm like, woohoo, we're going to get some good food
you
here.
You never eat either.
No, but if somebody wants to, I will, right? If it's like takeout and stuff like that. So I was all excited. But it wasn't. You know what she felt like? Soup. Soup.
Soup is a fall food
yeah,
for you.
Right? And we're not in the fall yet.
Not yet.
No. And soup is a fall food.
Super close.
So I said to
it.
Her, I don't want soup. I hate soup. I hate soup in the summer. And she's like, but it's not really the summer. It's kind of the fall. I said, it's not. And then she got me. You know how she got me? She did this. What about if it's French onion?
Oh.
Right? Because it's French onion. And you're like, oh, can you make a little exception for French onion soup? Of course you can. Okay, hyper hype girl. You win. Right? DFC, she didn't fucking care that I don't like soup in the summer. We got soup. So she went and got the soup. She comes back. Yeah, so they only do French onion on Saturday and Sunday. So I got you potato and bacon.
I would eat that.
Ugh. Oh my God.
Yummy.
Disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, it took me back to my youth of paste. Yeah.
Did you used to eat paste as a child?
I must have, because it seemed like old memory came flooding back. That soup was so nasty, so thick. You couldn't even use a cracker in it.
Because
that cracker, you couldn't. That cracker's never gonna go soggy. It's just gonna sit on the top like another layer. That's all you're doing. Then it just becomes a layered soup.
So you got bullied into soup.
Got bullied
into
soup.
And then it wasn't
soup.
Even French onion.
It wasn't French onion.
It so was a total disappointment.
Yeah, it was a disgusting soup. It was horrible. Horrible. Bad hyper hype girl. Yeah, that's how I felt today.
Well, since we are talking about it's almost fall, it must be time to kick something to the curb.
Yeah, absolutely. Time to start kicking lots of things to the curb. Lots and lots of things.
Like what?
Almost kicked you to the curb.
That's not funny.
I brought you back. I brought
Is
you
it
back.
Because of the cut and color?
Yep. I brought you back. Right? So I kicked you to the curb Friday night. During the night, you were kicked to the curb. Woke up Saturday morning, I brought you back.
Oh, damn it.
I know, sorry. So you're back. But yeah, so you know what I kicked to the curb?
Huh.
And don't get too excited. Berries by Lisa. to the curb.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
You're forgoing berries and yogurt?
No, I'm foregoing berries.
Because
I don't believe that berries are really, are they really a winter fruit? No. Who's picking blueberries in January?
Nobody.
So where do those berries come from?
Hmm.
So once I get to Labor Day, and that's new for me, right? Because I'm just new with the berries.
Yes.
But it just made sense that it's on its way out. It's moving out. But guess what's replacing it?
What?
Oh my God, it's my new favorite thing in the whole wide world. It's granola. But not just, no, don't. I know what you're thinking. That's not new, Lisa.
It's not new.
But what is new is that it's Nature Valley granola. And no, not the bars. What they do is they take the equivalent, right on the package, they take the equivalent of 21 yummy granola bars,
uh-huh.
and they break them into chunks.
Uh-huh.
They put them in this bag.
Uh-huh.
And then now I put the pieces in my yogurt.
So it's granola
by Lisa. Granola by Lisa. Yes. But not granola, because you couldn't just eat it because you'd choke to death because they're good-sized chunks.
Yeah. Okay. So you're paying good money for someone to stand there and crumple up granola bars, 21 of them, into a bag so that you can feel proud to eat
Granola by Lisa.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. My husband has let me know it's expensive. Really expensive, he said, because I've gone through a whole big bag in a week. It's like,
I don't know,
because I love it. And even I'll even like sneak like a little handful of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because it's still a granola bar, Lisa.
But it's just broken up. Just broken up.
I'm sorry.
No, what?
You get attached to the weirdest things.
I know, right? But it's so good. Apple cinnamon. Mmm. Friends of the podcast, Google it.
Nature Valley.
Yeah. And I will post a picture.
Oh, my
so
God.
So everybody can see. And same thing. And then we still mix.
And then we mix.
We still mix. And then we mix. But now it's granola by Lisa. That's what it is. That's what
oh
it's become.
God.
So that's the transition. Bye-bye, berries.
Bye-bye, berries.
Hello, granola.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well.
It's all about the food.
Apparently.
All about the food.
I have discovered.
Yeah.
I came across an article.
Okay.
That millennials will pay good money for gourmet pizza.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. They don't mind shacking up with three people in a house to save some cash, but they are willing to blow their money on a gourmet pizza.
Smith, I completely get that because you know what? May I share a story?
Sure.
As a millennial myself, right?
You're not.
I'm not shacked up with three people, but I'm shacked up with one in an apartment to save the money.
Your husband, you mean?
So I can eat gourmet Giuseppe's pizza. Exact same type of thing.
That's frozen.
But it's still gourmet.
Really? Because
now they're doing it on French baguettes.
French baguettes.
Yes, it's a French baguette. So that's like super gourmet. So I get that. I get that with my people.
Oh my God.
What else you know about the millennials?
The millennials are crazy ass people.
Yeah.
But
they're my people.
They are your people.
Yeah.
But don't you have an oh no you didn't?
Yeah, speaking of millennials.
Oh God.
I talked with one. My girl Raelle.
Uh-huh.
The hyper hype girl's daughter. Okay. But this is serious. I need to share this.
Okay.
Because you know what? She's a, and I don't mean to call her a kid, but I'm going to call her a kid.
Because well,
we're
she's
old.
20.
And we're old, right?
And we're old.
Right? So she's like 20 or 21. I don't know which.
Mm-hmm.
And she works at Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
And she was working with a customer yesterday. You're not even going to believe this. I don't believe it. It's so ridiculous.
Mm.
She was working. So it's, I didn't just hear that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
So she was saying, she had a lady in the store and she was shopping. And the lady, the bay has a points card, like everybody has a points card.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow the conversation became this lady was a little disgruntled about the points card because she had heard that the points disappear after a certain amount of time. I don't know if that's true or not. No idea. And I don't think Raelle would have known if that was true or not either.
Mm-hmm.
And that's neither here nor there,
mm-hmm.
right? So they got talking and Raelle had been shopping with her and the lady bought some things and was very, very happy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the lady said?
Hmm.
The lady leaned into her and said, I really loved your service. She thanked her and then said, I'm a racist. Yeah.
Why would you tell someone that?
I don't know. Isn't that horrible?
That is weird.
Yeah.
And wrong.
And completely wrong. Right?
Like, so wrong.
Completely wrong. Who says to a sales associate, and let's be honest, right? I can tell you that a 20-year-old kid doesn't know how to reply to that.
I don't even know how to reply to that.
When somebody says, and I'm a racist.
Why would they add that to the sentence?
I don't know. I think because, I don't know if it's because of all the people in the mall, all the people in the store, maybe, right? Because I mean, it's equal opportunity employer. So,
of course they are.
So not everybody working is blonde hair, blue eyes.
No.
So I don't know if she was thankful because the person she worked with was blonde haired, blue eyes.
Oh my God.
But who says?
Grow up.
Who says that? Then she went on to say, you know, the problem with our country is that this is what she said, we let them in. They bring all their family.
Oh.
They don't fight for our country. They don't want the jobs. And actually, you know what? Ding, ding. That's not true.
That's not true. That's not true.
It's us not wanting the jobs.
Yes.
They work.
They, everybody, anybody who wants a job can find a job.
Can find a job. Absolutely.
That is so rude.
Isn't that horrible? I felt so bad when I heard the story because I'm just like, you know what? That's our mentality. I believe that people are entitled to feel how they want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
People are entitled to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
But keep your ignorant opinions to yourself.
Yes, because
right?
I'm sorry, but we're not trying to be that world.
No, we're not.
We're not.
We're not going back.
No.
Right? At all.
So it wasn't good when all that stuff did happen in the past.
Mm-mm.
We are not.
That's not the forward motion that we want.
No.
Right? That's going back.
Yeah.
And for somebody to just go around saying that to people. I don't know, lady. You know what? You're proud about the wrong things.
Yeah.
Seems weird.
A little bit. Yeah.
Seems odd.
That's horrible.
I know. So I felt really bad for that kid.
Ugh.
And she's my millennial friend.
Right?
She's my millennial. So I got her back.
Okay.
I got her back.
Well, okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
I missed something really important in my world.
Really?
Well, because I feel like you do news and you school me all the time.
Yeah, it's important to know what's going on in the world. Right?
Who cares?
No, everybody
cares. Depressing.
It's not depressing.
Okay. But I got some stuff for you.
Okay, tell me.
Pop culture news.
Oh, Jesus.
Sam's version of the real stuff.
Wow. Lisa's version of I don't care. Right? Do I care about this news?
Is this your DFC?
Don't fucking care.
Don't fucking care.
Pardon my language.
Okay. So, because I missed the VMAs.
Which is?
It's the Video Music Awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Very big deal.
Apparently, I'm not a pop culture girl.
No. Well, and I follow J-Lo, and she was getting the Vanguard Award.
Yeah.
And big deal.
And what's the Vanguard Award, Samantha?
It's the Michael Jackson Vanguard
Award.
Okay,
yeah, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And she was being honored, and I really wanted to watch it because she was going to perform.
Okay.
Missed it.
So
I went Googling, because I Google, because I wanted to see how it happened and what's going on. Well, J-Lo, awesome as always.
Always.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Little people are really not happy with Madonna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so in the pop culture world,
yes.
In the news world.
In your news world.
Madonna, mm-hmm. Huge fail.
All I saw, I didn't see anything about the VMAs. All I read in the last couple of days, quickly, I didn't give it the time of day that you did.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know if it was about the VMAs. All I read was a caption that said, Madonna's career crumbling before her. Okay? And then I'm like, and? And then
okay.
I went on to real news.
So for some reason, they decided to let Madonna.
Yeah.
Do the tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
She bombed.
Did she bomb?
Not only was she weirdly dressed.
Okay.
For the tribute.
Yeah.
Through the entire tribute.
I didn't realize that Madonna was like the second coming of soul.
Yeah, she is apparently.
Okay.
She, the whole time, talked about herself.
Wow.
And didn't actually talk about the great things that Aretha Franklin
really?
Has given to the world as the Queen of Soul.
And so nobody, you don't think like there's nobody there that's like, hey, Madonna.
They made reference to a few people that could have done the tribute other than Madonna.
Okay.
But I guess Madonna was supposed to...
Is it because she's from Detroit?
No. It was because Madonna was already slated to give an award, so they just popped her in as the tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Oh, because
Franklin
Aretha just died, so we can just work this in.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was a horrible failure.
Yeah, sounds like
and
it.
People were just dissing her all over.
Wow.
Over the world. Instagram, Twitter, everywhere.
Wow.
It was horrible.
And that's what was making news.
Yeah, that was breaking. Hi, that's big news.
That's big news.
It's big news in the music world.
Madonna, who nobody's heard from a million years.
No, well, she turned 60, hey?
Oh, my God.
I know, she's 60.
Wow.
And still slinging her thing.
And still slinging her thing. Is she looking good?
Yeah, she's looking good.
Huh.
Okay, but I have to also, in the music world.
Yes.
Pink, who we love and is
part of our squad. So much part of our squad, let me just interrupt, so much a part of our squad that if Pink was in Saskatoon tonight, she'd be in the backseat.
She would be in the backseat.
She'd be in the backseat.
Okay, Pink stopped her concert to hug a teen that recently lost her mom.
Nice.
And said to this girl, You'll be okay. Everything
Nice.
will be all right.
Nice.
That's Pink.
And you know what? You should believe Pink. Mm-hmm. Believe in Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good
She's
for her.
awesome.
That is awesome.
Okay, but I also read, Lisa, the Cafetan's making a comeback.
As in the Moomoo? I know that's not the politically correct term.
That's not politically
but
correct.
The Cafetan.
The Cafetan is making a comeback because Chris Pine wore it during his vacation in Italy.
Wow, so men
so
are,
there's
men
a
are
manly
bringing it back.
Cafetan.
I don't think that there really
I
is.
think there could be a manly Cafetan
Wow.
movement.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I'm just trying to picture my
That's
husband
what
in
I'm
a
saying.
Cafetan. No, he's not even like a manly house coat guy. No. Wow.
I think Mrs. Roper has a run given. Someone's given her a run for her money.
Mrs. Roper's coming back out with somebody took her caftan and dressed a dude.
He tried to make it a little more manly with like a hat, like a fedora kind of type hat. And I was like, dude, you're still wearing a caftan.
You're still
Just
wearing
saying.
A caftan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, but they were like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And I'm like, you obviously are young and have never lived.
Through the original
through
caftan
the original
movement.
70s caftan
I think there's
movement.
No need for a caftan.
No.
No.
No. Okay. Gonna touch on some royalty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Princess Eugenie,
mm-hmm.
who's getting married.
She goes by Eugenie.
Eugenie?
Yeah.
No prenup.
Mm.
Just like Harry and Meghan. But you wanna know why?
Tell me.
Oh my God.
Tell me. Look at the
I was
excitement.
So excited
okay.
about this.
Tell me.
The Queen, you can't get after the money.
No.
Because technically it's not theirs.
It's not theirs.
It's in the trust of the royal family.
Absolutely.
And she lords over the money.
So the Queen lords over it.
Stops at the Queen.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, so you don't need a prenup.
No.
Because you're not getting near it.
No.
No.
I love that. See, pop culture news.
There you go.
Teaching you all the things you need to know.
Teaching you all the things. That's the beauty of the royal family, right? The purse stops there.
That she is.
Yeah.
She's the law.
She's the law.
That's awesome.
The queen don't need a passport.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was awesome. And I'm like, you go, queen.
Yeah, because you know what? You can divorce and you get, nothing, because the queen's not coughing it up.
No.
No. Now, I mean, you might get, like, if Harry has his own money from when his mom died, you might maybe get some of that, but even still, right?
Even still.
You're not getting near the queen's money.
No.
No.
Okay, and then I'm going to talk once about the Kardashians, who I don't always enjoy.
Really?
But I feel like we need to mention this. Kim and Kanye, baby number 4.
No, is she having the baby?
There's a rumor baby number 4 is coming through a surrogate, just like the second, the last one.
Okay.
The third one.
Yeah.
And apparently there's only one embryo left, and it's a boy.
And it's a boy.
It's a boy.
Because there's no boy yet, is there?
No, there is a boy.
Oh, there is a boy.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't keep up.
So.
I can't keep up with the Kardashians,
okay.
Samantha.
But no offense. Stop.
Well. Yeah, but you know what? Why would you stop when, what are they're not taking care of the babies after?
Yes, they are.
Is she even birthing the babies?
No, she's not birthing
so
them.
So why do they need to stop? She
but
don't
she's
care.
The mama.
Yeah, but they got, all the nannies and stuff. If you have that much. Oh, come on.
No.
Come on. Really? Oh, please. As if they don't have all that shit in place.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
Okay.
Go Kim and Kanye. Baby number 4.
Congratulations.
Congratulations
from my Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. Yeah,
apparently it's just a rumor.
Okay, so we don't know yet.
No. But that's it for Sam's pop culture section.
Wow, thank God. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But
yes.
Isn't that exciting?
So exciting.
Cafetan's making a comeback.
So this is, let's
Don't
read,
go let, after the royals
let's
because
debrief
you ain't getting
this,
any money.
Let's debrief. This is what we've learned. Cafetan coming back.
Coming back.
Royals, you don't touch it.
You don't touch it.
Kim and Kanye? Congratulations. Madonna, don't give up your day job.
Stop talking.
Stop talking. J-Lo, sorry we missed you.
And number 6
is
Pink.
Pink.
The winner of the day.
The winner of the day.
Because she's awesome.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I may bring this back occasionally.
You know what? I'm like I can barely
You
even...
news me all the time.
I'm sitting on my hands. I'm so excited. Right? I don't want to get my hands flailing with excitement. All right.
Okay.
All right, Samantha. But.
Okay. So I have to bring it up.
Okay.
And I know you're like looking at me like, why you want to talk about this?
Oh, your hands are going.
Because
you're like all like.
I got to talk.
You're very heated. You're very animated.
We learned something really interesting from Jessica.
Yes. We had a lovely conversation
with Jessica. And she told us a piece of information that I did not know about the millennials.
You know what?
And it's been spiraling around in my head.
Yeah, I thought about it too.
Spiraling.
I know where you're going.
They don't use a top sheet.
They don't use a top sheet.
Okay.
No.
So what, in what world, 50 and over,
yeah,
would you not use a top? Like, a 50-year-old person, yeah, is using a top sheet.
I have to be honest with you, because I run hot at night. I don't use it, but I have it.
Do you?
Yeah, but I put it down.
Okay.
Because I'm sleeping on top.
Oh.
Because I get hot.
Okay.
Right? Until about 4 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm, I get up to go pee, and then I'm cold. So then I pull up the top sheet. So I'm thankful that it's there.
Okay, but I was thinking, okay. So the whole point of this, whole point of why it was rolling around in my head, because I was like, because we were all three of us were like, ew, they use a top sheet?
And she was so funny.
That's
because
disgusting.
She was so funny because she's like, what was her phrase was smarter people before you decided we needed the top sheet, right? And my thing was, they're not old enough to even be smart enough to know this.
No!
Right? To make this decision.
So why are you disregarding the top sheet?
Well, I went to our local millennial,
Raelle.
And I asked.
Okay.
And I said to her, Raelle, I got a question for you. And she's like, okay, what? And I said to her, that's my impersonation. Okay, what? And I said to her, I said, the top sheet. Do you use it? The what? I said, the top sheet. Huh? I said, the top sheet. Right? With your bedding, the top sheet. I've heard that millennials don't use it. Yeah, we don't. So I said to her, how come? I don't know. We just don't. We don't like it. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, we just don't like it.
So
she has no idea. She knows she doesn't use it, but she don't know why. That's the beauty of the millennials. They don't know why.
They don't know why.
They don't know why.
They just don't.
They just don't.
They just agreed as a group.
They agreed as a group. They send out like a millennial Snapchat to the world. Dear friends. Dear millennials. Right? General question.
Hey.
Top sheet. Yay or nay.
Thumbs up.
They probably don't do thumbs up or down. You know what they probably do? Bitmoji. Happy face or sad. Right? Because Raelle always makes the sad. She always does that face, right? With the little fray, the little right? So,
oh my God.
So that's how they decide the world.
Okay.
So she doesn't know why.
All right.
So when I said to her why, I don't know, we just don't.
Oh my God.
And you have to go with it. That's their answer.
They can't find a reason. They just don't know why.
They're not looking for a reason.
They just don't like it.
They don't like it.
For no reason.
No reason.
Okay.
Which, that's why I'm part millennial, because it's like,
no.
It's like, honey,
no.
I don't like it.
No.
Why? I just don't like it.
No.
I don't have a reason.
No.
Yeah. Same reason.
Okay. So, because I'm a curious person,
yes.
I needed to know what else that they're sort of dissing or pushing off to the side or changing, or like, we've done it for how many decades and now the millennials, they've come and they've reimagined the world.
Okay, so you're going to ask me these questions because I'm a millennial?
No, I'm not asking you. You're not a millennial.
Well,
this is what I found out.
Okay, tell me.
Okay?
Yep.
Just saying. Apparently, they are more likely to order takeout.
Oh.
Because they can't be bothered to make food.
They got no time.
They feel like meal prep is a waste of their time. Because apparently they're very busy.
And what are they busy doing? They don't know.
They don't know.
But they're busy doing that. But they just know that. That's the beauty of the millennial, Samantha. We just know that we're busy.
You're not a millennial.
Well,
shut up.
In my heart.
Okay. They also prefer online learning to lectures.
Oh, that suits me. That sounds like me to a
T. No, it's not.
Yeah. I'd rather read it than hear you talk about it.
So basically, we won't need universities anymore.
No. Oh, well, you will online. The online version.
Sounds perfect.
I'll get 6 degrees, Alex, for 200. Right? Well, yeah. What is six degrees? Alex, 200. Correct answer. What is all the degrees a millennial can get online? Yes, that's true. That's where we're going.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, the millennials apparently crave more frequent feedback instead of waiting for their annual performance review.
Oh, because you know what? Because this is what I've learned about my millennials. You know what?
They need constant reaffirmation.
They do, right? They love you, right? They need you to love them. They need to hear it. I talked with Raelle on the phone for 30 seconds today. This is what she said as she was leaving. She's like, love you, me. Talk to you later. Right? And do we love them? Of course we do. But that's not like, right?
They need.
I don't tell my husband that very often.
Constant feedback. And it's exhausting.
It is. It's a lot of work for
us. It's exhausting. Yeah. Millennials, stop it.
Right? You're fine.
You're
once
fine.
Once a year knowing that you're great.
Yeah. If you're not fired, you're fine.
You're fine. That's right.
Okay. Millennials, they prefer to cohabitate.
Yes.
Before marriage.
Wow. So.
And I also learned on the radio this morning. Thank you, C95 and Shauna Foster.
Oh, she's our girl.
Yeah. And Rob. they said that the millennials, the percentage of millennials getting married has dropped.
Wow.
Because they think it's too expensive.
So here's what I take from that. So the millennials are breaking every mother's heart.
Yeah.
So my daughter, I'm never going to see my girl in a wedding dress.
Oh my God, they're living in sin.
They're living in sin, which means they're probably shacking up and having sex.
Oh my God, they're having sex.
All those things. They're doing all those things. So they're breaking. They're like the wild child.
Woo. This right? is the 70s reborn.
A little bit it is.
A little bit.
Just with a little more money in their pocket.
It feels like the 70s.
Yeah. Just a cleaner version.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be able to smoke pot for like.
Absolutely.
Without getting arrested.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But so will we.
Life is good.
We'll be able to do it too.
I'm not smoking nothing.
I might
eat it.
For sure we're going to eat it. We're going to do a podcast eating pot. We're going to taste pot.
Not in Betty, we won't.
No, no, we'll be doing it someplace else. Right?
We don't need cop cars.
No, we don't, because you don't drive in pot. Pot and driving doesn't go hand in hand. Right? You have to know. Right?
Okay. Also, millennials, turn to Google.
Yes.
For parenting advice.
Oh, that's my girl.
Instead of family and friends.
That's my people. Yeah.
So, what would they, why would they think that a internet search engine knows more about parenting than someone who's actually done it?
Because there's more.
And gone through it.
Because there's more people out there on Google that are giving advice.
It's the same advice.
But it doesn't
matter.
It's
not rocket science.
Yeah, but if you see it 1,000 times, it seems like it's better
A baby
advice.
Eats, it sleeps, and it shits. Mm. What more do you want?
But then you should Google.
And then it cries.
And then Google it. Right? And don't bother your mom. Just Google the baby.
And don't bother your mom.
Don't bother your mom. That's what it wants.
Oh, my God.
That's what they want.
Okay.
You know what? I think that you're just solidifying my
millennialism. No, you're not a millennial. Yeah. No, you're not.
I'm an honorary.
This is not the point of the conversation.
I'm an honorary one.
No, this is not the point of the conversation.
Seems,
I needed to find out what was happening.
Do you know what this...
They're dissing everything.
Can I tell you something that I know about the millennials?
Hmm.
That their favorite TV shows are things like Forged in Fire.
No, they're not.
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Why? Because they're learning something?
Because they're learning. And same with where they go and they catch things, like with the tuna.
Don't. I'm not talking about either of those. Shut up.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Shut up.
I think they love that
nope.
stuff.
No. Mm. Okay.
All right.
One more.
Okay.
Millennials are dressing in fast fashion, and they're not shopping in department stores anymore.
Oh.
So they're going to like the H&Ms and the Old Navy's and stuff like that.
So the department store is so my mom.
It's more expensive.
Right.
And they want it to be quick and cheap.
Yeah. They're busy.
They're
busy.
Busy doing what? I have no clue.
I want my fast clothes.
I want my fast clothes. I want done now.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah.
Now.
Maybe they're not busy now, but maybe they know they're going to be. Maybe
doing what?
Maybe millennialism is based on we're going to be busy. We know we are going to be busy, so we're just preparing for that now. Right? I think that's what it's about. I think that's who they are. They know they're going to be.
Oh my God.
They
might
not be yet,
me?
But they're going to be.
They're going to be soon?
They're going to be
like
soon.
Like when soon?
I don't know.
Like 5 minutes from now?
It's hard to
2 years from now?
I don't know if they know.
When they're 30?
You could ask them, but they're not going to know why.
No,
they just know that they're busy. Right? They just know they don't have time.
They're not going to know why.
No, but they won't know why.
That's even better.
Yeah.
They're not going to know why.
They're not going to know why. Right? So there's no point really grilling them on it because they don't know.
This is true.
That's just how they
don't
are.
Grill them.
That's how they
just
roll.
Just accept them.
Just accept them.
Oh, and by the way, they don't want it and they don't like being called millennials.
No. So no. Just accept them, love them, hug them, tell them that you love them, give them the feedback that they crave.
They crave.
Right?
Oh my God.
That's what you got to do with them.
Enough with that.
I know, right?
It's exhausting.
Because in our world, we think tough love is the way to go.
Yes,
right?
That's how we grew up,
right? You know, right? We never had to question our mom's love, right? I'm still feeding you, aren't I? Yeah, fair enough, mom.
I smacked you on the ass so you'd be a better person.
That's right. Right? I grounded you for all of March so you would be better and think about what you did. Think about how your consequences will impact your life going forward. That's the difference. Why we're not millennials is because we knew why. We were told why.
Yeah.
We were provided the why.
Yes, we were provided
the
why.
They're not provided the why.
No.
They just have a feeling. I have a hunch that we're busy. Okay, we're going to go with that. Right? It's a gut feeling I have that I'm busy.
I have a hunch that I'm busy.
That I'm too busy. Yeah.
All right.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I learned more about them.
Did you?
I feel like I understand them now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It's
That's
good.
going to help our relationship too, because
No,
sometimes I
you're not
feel,
a millennial.
yeah,
No.
I'm an
How many times
honorary.
am I going to have to say that to
How
you?
many times am I going to have to say to you, I'm an honorary millennial?
No, you're not.
Yeah, just because you're stuck in the dark ages, I'm not.
Nope, I'm not.
Yeah, a
Nope.
little bit. Do you have Snapchat? No. That's a millennial
Enough
favorite.
tech stuff.
See, right there. That's not very millennial, right?
Enough.
Because you're not too busy.
Yes.
That's why. You're not too busy, right? So that's the difference between us.
Shit.
All right. I'm just saying.
Okay. So now let's get to the fun stuff.
Okay.
I mean, not that we're not having fun,
because
I'm having
fun.
Fun.
We're having fun.
Okay. But.
But you wanted to talk about this.
Useless information.
Yes.
Because you come up with the dumbest stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm pretty sure I can find some stuff.
But here's the thing. Okay. So I did an exercise this morning because I wanted to see how full my brain was. Okay. Because I know my brain's always full of stuff, but guess what?
It's full of crap is what it's full of.
I think it's hollow right now. Because I stood in front of the mirror this morning and I took my middle finger and I was tapping my forehead.
Uh-huh.
Tap, 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 like I am right now. And in my ears, it sounds hollow. It sounds hollow. What's that about?
You probably are hollow.
Where's my information? Where's my information?
In Google, where you like it.
That's where I like it. So my brain has changed. Now, I don't need to... I still know lots of useless information.
Uh-huh.
But now, if my brain gets too full and it needs to be hollow, it just sets it aside.
Uh-huh.
That's what it does. Yeah.
You set it and forget it.
I set it and forget it. Isn't that like the Ronco, like rotisserie chicken oven maker type of thing? Set it and forget it. Yeah. That's what I do. And that's what my brain does now. It sets it and forgets it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what do you got for me?
Okay, I got a couple interesting things for you.
Uh-huh.
Here's something that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you know that every year 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens?
Well, if you're a pen chewer.
Yeah, but why? Okay, if
so, pieces of it can get lodged in your throat.
How much are you chewing? How much are you chewing off?
Well, I think
a pen?
You're really chewing it.
Like get like a friggin'
like
carrot
a kid
or celery,
like a
dude.
Pencil.
Yeah, but okay. But this is 100 people. So it's not even the lid. It's not even the lid.
So, okay, are we assuming it's the whole pen?
Well, it says that they choke to death on ballpoint pens.
The whole thing?
And pens, yeah.
Is it somebody who's maybe dared to swallow a pen?
Can you swallow? Okay, Samantha, can I dare you to swallow a pen?
No.
Exactly.
A pen?
Right? So what morons are swallowing a pen? That's my question.
What morons
are swallowing a pen? I would understand if, I was chewing on the end of the lid and that, I wouldn't understand that because why are you chewing on that, right? Because you should only chew on food. That's the thing. Your mouth is only meant to chew on food.
Or gum.
But that's like a food, right? It's not meant for other things. It's not meant to chew on stuff. It's only meant to chew the food.
Okay.
Right? That's all that you're, and things that go in your mouth really should just be the food.
Okay.
Ish.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you feel good about that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a better one.
Okay. You think you got a better one?
Yeah, I got a better one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Peanuts are the main ingredient, or one of the ingredients of dynamite.
Wow.
Boom.
Boom. Interesting.
That's good useless information.
That's really good useless information.
Think about that when you're eating a peanut.
Yeah, and then you shit out that peanut. And it,
boom!
And it magically became whole again. The magic peanut. Wow. That's pretty useless.
You have problems with nuts, don't you?
My body apparently doesn't digest nuts. But you know what? I can top you. Speaking of my body not digesting, did you know that the average cob of corn, Samantha, has 800 kernels on it?
Duh.
Yeah. And you know, one time, here's a fun fact for you. I one time ate 5 cobs of corn. That's 4,000 niblets. Speaking of your body not digesting well. Right? That's a task.
Oh my God.
That's a task.
And yet we still eat it.
And love it. Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That's odd.
Yet we know the grief that's coming from that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know niblet by niblet. Right?
Nut by nut.
Nut by nut. Right? You go to the Chinese restaurant buffet and you get that meal that has like those couple little peanuts in it.
Uh-huh.
And you put that on your plate and you eat that. That peanut's coming back. Right? That peanut's coming back.
Not in a good way.
No, but it's coming back whole. Weird. It's so weird. The magic. It's like magic food.
That seems really odd.
I know. So there you go. Cobs of corn. 800 kernels.
Okay. I got another one.
Okay.
Nutmeg is extremely poisonous if ingested intravenously.
Well, that's some useless information that somebody obviously must have tried out.
And then I thought to myself, nutmeg. Nutmeg is what you put on a drink. Nutmeg is what you put in, like, Christmas things.
Yeah, it's Christmas. It's like a Christmas spice.
It's like a Christmas spice. Yeah. And I'm like, why would you inject it into your body through a tube?
And then here's my question. If you're and I don't claim to be a nurse or play one on TV, but then if you're injecting nutmeg intravenously, is it not a powder?
Yes.
Yeah.
But would you put it in water?
I don't know.
It's potentially there.
Maybe. I don't know. Because guess what? I'm probably not ever thinking, how can I inject intravenously nutmeg?
What the hell? Okay. What would have made someone do this?
Yeah.
So that we could learn this.
That we could learn this.
Useless information.
Yeah.
Like, what would make them have thought that was a good idea?
And why did they pick nutmeg and maybe not like allspice? Or like,
cinnamon.
Or cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, because cinnamon, the idiots just eat that and try and kill themselves that way, right?
True.
Wasn't that the big thing?
Yeah, that was true.
Huh. That's kind of interesting.
Okay, I got another one.
Okay.
This pertains to you.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Look at me. You got my attention.
A goldfish has a memory
Samantha.
That spans
Come
only
on.
3 seconds.
Are you serious? Really? That needs to be about me? Really?
Goldfish memory. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
That's a good point, right? Right now I'm thinking, what did we just talk about? Right? Okay, fine. I could be a goldfish.
You could totally be a goldfish.
Could totally be a goldfish.
But that's cool. Throw that around for some banter, people.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
That's lucky.
I don't know.
Right? They're not being weighed down by nothing.
No.
Okay, here's something for you. The word go is the shortest complete sentence in the English language.
That because you only need to say go.
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 Right?
Mm-hmm.
Super short. Samantha, go. Right? I got another one.
Okay.
This one's kind of yucky, but this one made me wonder. So the useless information, the beauty of it, then it kind of makes you go,
mm-hmm.
Things that make you go, hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? Whales.
Yes.
Okay. So a whale fart. F-A-R-T. A whale fart. Bubble.
Oh, it's a bubble now.
Well, they're in the water.
Okay.
A whale fart bubble
is
large enough to encapsulate. And Samantha, that means to like
Yes,
capture.
Thank you. Okay. I know what it means.
A horse.
English major.
Right. A horse.
Okay.
A whale fart bubble.
Okay. Think of this.
Okay.
One, you'd have to be near that whale when it farted.
As the horse.
Yes.
Yes.
Two, the horse would need to be there.
Yes.
And in the water. With the whale.
In the middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the
ocean. So this is my question. And I'm not really familiar with oceans and stuff, right? I'm not a big traveler. So is there a sandbar? Like, I know at the lake, right? There's like a sandbar where all of a sudden it gets like a little bit shallow.
I don't think.
Is there a sandbar where.
I honestly don't think the
can
whale,
the whale
fart,
shoot that?
Yeah. I don't think it can like all of a sudden come up out of the water to encapsulate a horse.
And the horse would have to be there.
Yes.
And then there would have to be a person there to have witnessed that.
Yes.
And thought, oh my God, what do we do with the horse?
Yeah.
I'm calling
oh
it
Oh my
out.
God, I'm that was big it. Enough to hold a horse.
Yeah. Did you see that? Where's the horse? Oh my God, it's
Did
the
you
bubble.
Get a picture?
Right.
No.
No.
Hmm.
Right?
Did it really happen?
I think, you know what? I'm calling BS. I'm calling BS on that one. Yeah. That's
okay.
What I'm doing.
More mammal information.
Okay.
More fish information.
Okay.
A shark is the only fish that can blink with both eyes.
Wow.
Number one, how'd you find that out?
Yeah.
Number
two, are you near the shark?
Are you sticking around long enough to watch that?
Exactly.
Blink, blink.
That's weird.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think I'm calling BS. I'm not buying it. I think it's useless information that might not be true.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Oh my God, this one just made me feel sick to my stomach. Some lions mate over 50 times a day. Dear lion.
Okay, but they didn't say with who.
No, so it could, but it doesn't matter. You're one lion doing it 50 times a day. Dear lion.
You're very busy.
Right? Take your paw and do what you need to do, right?
Stop bothering other people.
Leave the others alone. They not interested.
Dear lion. Get over it.
Dear lion, simmer down now, right? Simmer down. Dear lion, from the lioness. Not a sign. It's not a sign, right? Me, if I'm the lioness and I come over and I wave my cute little furry ass in your nose, not a sign. I'm just waving my ass in your nose.
There you go.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I got one for you. You're gonna get grossed out.
Oh.
Okay, like a snowflake or a fingerprint, the bacterial profile in your belly button is
Oh.
unique.
I hate belly buttons. I hate the
So all
word.
that belly button lint you
Ew.
got,
I don't. I
it's
clean
you
mine.
and you alone.
No. I hate a belly. I think a belly button's nasty. I hate the word. I hate the idea. I get it helps a baby, and then that's the end of it.
Oh yeah, it does.
That's all.
Oh.
That's all.
Yeah.
I don't understand the purpose
For
of it.
those of us who have not had children.
But you still have a belly button, don't you?
Yes, you
Yeah,
do.
right? We still have a belly button. I think that's nasty. I think it's nasty.
That's too bad.
Okay, I have another injury-related one.
Uh-oh.
Did you know that 8,800 people a year hurt themselves while using a toothpick?
What are you
What
doing
are
with a
you doing with a
toothpick?
toothpick to maim?
Do you poke your eye? Do you poke your lip? Do you stab your tongue?
What are you
Are
doing?
you like hurting your gums? Like,
Yeah,
what are you doing?
yeah. To and obviously, if there's that many, they're going to the med clinic.
Well,
Somebody,
that's
they're
how you
recording it.
know.
Yeah, weird, hey?
That is so
Yeah,
weird. So ballpoint pens, stay away from
stay
it.
away from it.
Don't swallow.
Yeah, don't swallow.
Don't swallow.
Friends of the podcast, don't swallow.
Don't swallow.
Don't swallow.
Don't
There's just
swallow.
no need to swallow.
Or poke.
Or don't poke or
There,
swallow. Don't be poking and
don't
don't be
be swallowing.
swallowing, right? If you start playing around with those high risk activities, you get what you get. You're either gonna choke to death
Choke to death.
or you're gonna get maimed.
Yeah.
So I don't
So,
know. I prefer not to be either.
okay.
Okay.
And just remember, spices are not your friend.
And spices aren't your friend.
You just don't know.
You just don't know.
You just don't
But I
know.
have a feel good one.
Okay.
Okay, this is for me and you.
No, okay.
Just for me and you, my plus size friend. Did you know that the baby blue whale puts on 4 kilograms of weight an hour? Yay,
Yay!
right? Isn't that
Somebody fatter than us!
that's like a warm fuzzy, hey? That's like a aw. I feel very thin right now. I feel very svelte.
I feel very small
'Cause guess
too.
what? We haven't had supper tonight. We didn't put on no 4 kilograms.
No, we did
No.
not.
But if we were having supper with the baby blue whale, piggy.
Yeah,
Right? Piggy. Right, piggy. That's what we'd be thinking, hey? That's what we'd be thinking.
better them than I me. That's for
I
sure.
guess that's kind of true.
Okay, I have one feel good one too.
Okay.
Prairie dogs say hello with kisses.
Aw, I love a prairie dog. They're my
Yeah.
little friends.
Yes.
I always say they're my little friends, right? I see them before they get killed on the road. I'm like, oh, it's my little friends. And Gainer the Gopher is a prairie
Yes,
dog.
he is.
Yeah, they're so
Gainer
cute.
the Gopher is
Saskatchewan Rough
mascot.
Rider mascot.
Yes.
Green is the color.
Color.
Football
Color
is
is
the
the
game. We don't
game.
mind singing that song, John. Right? That's different. That's a feel-good song.
It is a
Yeah.
feel-good song.
Yeah.
Okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
Enough of this useless information.
Yeah. Just.
Throw at me your I shake my head.
Okay. So a really odd thing, okay? The cosmetics counter. Inside the bay, the cosmetics people are always running different promotions and things like that, right? So they have one going on right now.
Okay.
Let me share.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense to me. Made me shake my head. Okay? They had a little card, a little taped up card, and this is what it said. The deal was where, okay, the deal is you can match your foundation and get a free 10-day sample. So I'm assuming, so if I use this color of foundation and I take it to them, they're going to match the color and give me a 10-day sample.
Yes.
Okay, here's my I shake my head,
Okay.
right? How the hell did they know how much I use in 10 days? Because it might only be a 4-day sample. Maybe I'm like really heavy with the makeup. And
Yes,
it's just, right?
because
Because that's me, right? Covering up my face. Maybe, right? So how do they know? So we both go in and we do this. We take them our foundation and we give it to them and they give us our 10-day sample. What happens if I'm done mine in 4?
Do you go back for more?
Do I get like another 6 days?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yes.
So that's my issue. I don't like people, don't put stuff on paper you can't back up. Because you don't know if that's my 10 days. It might only be my 5. Right? It made me shake my head. Because I'm like, I
Okay.
don't think you get to determine. I don't think you know me well enough to know exactly how much foundation I use in 10 days.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that made me shake my head.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Mine has to do with the fact the HHG.
The hyper hype girl.
She's texting me now.
Because she your friend. Right?
It started with the day. It was the only day that she texted me, which was yesterday, I think.
Yes.
Yes, you had your interview.
Yes, I did.
And it was the most bizarre exchange of words, and I'm just like trying to follow along. Just trying to follow along. What are you talking about? Why are you showing me Twinkies? Why are you stalking Lisa? And And then I said, I think you're slightly unhinged. And she's like, yep. I'm like, okay.
That's so funny.
And then she was like trying to get us in a group text. Well, yes. She has an iPhone and we don't.
Yeah, we don't even know enough tech to know.
No.
I don't know what that means.
And then she was like, how about Snapchat? And I'm like, no more tech. And she's like, okay, maybe next time.
Yeah, because we're going to get you on that soon. Just to make her happy.
Nope.
Just so she can have group conversations.
Nope.
How can you not?
Ugh.
How can you not?
Oh,
but nothing warms your heart like a bizarre text message from the hyper hype girl, though, right?
And then she's
crazy in word.
Yeah. So then I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden, just before I was going to bed, I get a picture of her holding a mug of coffee, I'm going to assume, in like her sleepwear and her hair all messy. This is me in the morning. Good night, Sam. HHG. What? What are you doing?
And then the beauty of that, because I didn't know that that had transpired, right?
She's
and then
so
the beauty
weird.
Of that is then she sends me a message right after, out of the blue. I haven't talked to her for a while. Out of the blue, I think Sam's going to block me tomorrow. And then I'm like, huh? Because I don't know that you guys have had this conversation. So then I text you. Anything? Any issues going on with you in the hyper?
She sent me a strange picture. Like, what? How am I supposed to respond to that? And I was just like, oh my God.
You're not meant to understand the workings of her mind.
Well, I've just, like, when I said she was slightly unhinged, that's it.
In a good way.
In a good way. But so bizarre.
So funny.
It made me shake my head at the strangeness of her.
Yeah.
But it made me laugh.
So. Of course. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of her, right? Exactly.
So, yeah, that's why I shake my head.
That's hilarious.
HHG.
Yeah.
Being her. Just
being her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. So next week, our topic.
Oh, Samantha. Oh, we're going
I'm
to
not prepared.
We are going to school.
We are going back to school.
We're going back to school.
And we're
going to
see if we're smart.
We're going to see if we're smarter than a fifth grader.
Ugh.
That's what we're doing next week.
No,
friends.
I feel like this is not going to be good.
But I feel you won't be.
No.
Smarter than a fifth grader.
No, probably not.
Right?
No. We're going to have our host.
Yes, we're having a host.
For our game again.
Yep, again.
Is John Buchanis.
Because he does a good job.
Yes, he's excellent.
I think he's going to put up with less of your attitude. Right? Because you got a little attitude-y in the 80s.
I did not get
yes,
attitude-y.
You did because you're a sore loser. Right?
Well, I don't feel I'm going to win this one.
I don't even know if I'm smarter than a fifth grader either, to be honest with you.
I don't think anyone is anymore.
So we're going back to school. That's what we're talking back to school next
week's topic.
Absolutely.
Kids are going back to school soon.
Kids are going back to school.
Okay. So if you would like to have some fun in your life, go to wehavemerch.com where you can get us on a t-shirt.
You can wear us. You can
drink us.
You can carry us.
You can carry us.
Yeah. Check out the page. Just some fun.
Some fun stuff. We'd like to thank our audio specialist, Audio Editing Solutions, for making us sound great.
Yes.
Or better than we should for podcasting in a car.
Yeah. And he's a patient
man.
He's
a very patient man.
Yeah.
You can listen to us on Podbean, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and pretty much any app that hosts podcasts.
Absolutely.
And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And we are like Facebooking like crazy.
We are.
So we're trying some new things, friends, the podcast. We're trying to interact with you guys. We want to find out Terrific Tuesday, what's making your day terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, we had Mood Meter Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mood like? So you know what? We just want to get to know you better.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Yeah.
Right?
Come play.
What about, and if you want to come find us on Podbean, if you listen to us and you want to support the show,
yes.
Right? For a small donation, you can listen to us on Podbean. You can get free things. You can get early episodes and just support the show. You'll see Sam's face on the app. Give it a punch where the little red bag is.
Yep.
That's my favorite part.
Punching my face.
Punching your face.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Uh-huh. Sometimes your face needs a punch.
It's a nice way to end the podcast.
Absolutely, right, Samantha? Anything else this week?
I don't think so.
You know what, Samantha? Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.